Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Monday, June 14th. I'm Ray Graff. Support for Medical Monday comes from Saratoga Hospital at its Queensbury locations, including the medical groups pulmonology, nephrology, and occupational medicine specialties at Adirondack Urgent Care, saratogahospital.org. Joining us today is Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery. A board-certified spine surgeon, he is a world-renowned leader in endoscopic spine surgery and disc regeneration. If you have a question, give us a call early. It could be busy. 800-348-2551. That is, there are 10 lines. They're not likely to be busy, but the show will be busy, and then the lines will be busy. So call us now, 800-348-2551. Dr. Jian Chen and your orthopedic surgery questions coming up on Medical Monday after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Joining us for Medical Monday is Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery, a board-certified spine surgeon. Dr. Jian Chen is a world-renowned leader in endoscopic spine surgery and disc regeneration. He earned his MD and PhDs from Weill Medical College of Cornell University in New York and completed fellowship training in both orthopedic and neurosurgical spine surgery at the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center. Dr. Chen has extensive experience in treating full spectrum of spine conditions and has performed over 5,000 minimally invasive spine surgeries, including more than 4,000 endoscopic surgeries of the lumbar, cervical, and thoracic spine. If you want to be a part of today's conversation, give us a call. 800-348-2551 is our number, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Dr. Jian Chen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
You know, looking at your CV, I have to ask you, broadcasting can sometimes be considered not a place where overachievers spend great deals of time. You have an MD, but you have a PhD in pharmacology. You have a BA in biology and computer science. That's a lot of overachieving. How did you end up in the profession you are in?
I was born and raised in China. I came to the United States after I finished the college. I did a research fellowship at Cornell University in pharmacology. And after that, I transitioned into clinical medicine, got my MD degree, and I did my surgical training at Mayo Clinic and Baptist Hospital in North Carolina, and then did my fellowship in both neurological and orthopedic spine surgery at UCSF. So I've been in practice for a little bit over 10 years.
But what about specifically endoscopic spine surgery, disc regeneration? What about those things really fired up your curiosity and made you want to go in this direction?
That's a good question. I'm glad I was lucky that more than 10 years ago, I started with endoscopic surgery right after my fellowship. So endoscopic spine surgery is a foremost example of how far we have come along in treating patients with back and neck conditions. It is the least invasive spine surgery, and with the development of the optics and the surgical tools, now we can treat majority of the spine conditions. The disc regeneration is another forefront of treatment for patients with degenerative conditions. Is to use patient own stem cell to regenerate and reverse the degeneration of a disc. So that would be the very forefront of the development in the treatment of patients with spine conditions.
Let's talk about disc regeneration for a minute. First of all, how do you go about regenerating a tissue like this? And second of all, have there been, you mentioned stem cells, have there been certain limits placed upon you by the government as far as what you can and cannot do?
Yes. answer the last question first. The stem cells we can use are limited to mostly to mesenchymal stem cells that we can usually get from the patient bone marrow or from their fatty tissues. The embryonic stem cell is very limited and restricted. And we can get some embryonic stem cell from umbilical cord, but as you can see, the supply for that is very limited. Mm. But from what we have so far with the mesenchymal stem cells from the bone marrow or the fatty tissue, the scientist has shown that in vivo that it does do a significant disc regeneration, as well as some other tissues. And we also have clinical evidence, even though it's only short term, that it's shown a significant success.
We're joined today by Dr. Xian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery. Our number is 800-348-2551, and the phone lines are beginning to load up. We will get to your call shortly. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. You know, I'm in my mid-50s, and as you get to a certain age, all your friends say, oh, my back, ow, oh, I got a herniated disc. For the life of me, I do not know what a herniated disc is. What is actually going on there?
The hernia disc is an umbrella term describing a condition, a degenerative condition of a disc that either part or a significantly large piece of the disc material, which is made of type 2 collagen and cartilage, that has either protruded or dislodged, herniated into the spinal canal or to the foramen that, depending on its location, it has different symptoms, and also depending on the degree of the nerve impingement.
What is the most... You mentioned endoscopy, and that's everywhere now in surgery. There are so many different specializations that use cameras and endoscopy in general. What is the most difficult procedure you have to do on a regular basis?
I would say we use endoscopic surgery to do a spinal fusion for patients with degenerative instability over their spine. That is a time-consuming, tedious procedure, but it has been shown that it has distinguished advantage over traditional open or tubular-based microsurgery.
All right, last question, and then we'll hit the phones with Dr. Xian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery. And this is a personal question, but I have to ask you, given your CV and all the things you know and all the things you have done and your expertise and your world-renowned endoscopic spine surgery, how'd you end up in this area? You could have picked anywhere.
I love upstate New York. It's beautiful here. It has a beautiful four seasons, and I love the people here. So far, I have been enjoying working in this area.
Is it mainly because people have to shovel snow and hurt their backs? No? All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Gene is in Schenectady. Hello there, Gene. You're on.
Hi. My question has to do with stem cell. Do you support the treatment for disc degeneration with stem cell injections? And if you do, what would be the criteria for receiving that method of treatment?
Yes, the short answer is I do, and I do the stem cell injection to the disc for disc regeneration myself, and overall it has been very successful. However, there is some criteria that you have to meet in order to get a stem cell. Now that it's not going to be successful, but it might not do anything to regenerate the disc if you pass the certain stage of the degeneration. For example, if your disc is collapsed to the point of close to bone on bone, most likely the stem cell is not going to be able to do anything.
Jean.
Okay.
All right, Jean. Well, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Jian Chen is our guest today, 800-348-2551. Before we take a break, one of my favorite baseball players, long a favorite of my family, is David Wright. And he retired. He had spinal stenosis. What is spinal stenosis, and how do you treat something like that?
Spinal stenosis is by far the most common condition I treat. In a general term, it describes a condition that of narrowing of the spinal canal of the foramen where the nerve passes. With the narrowing, you have compression and impingement of the nerves, and patient would have symptoms, including arm or leg pain or inability to walk distance, et cetera.
And if left untreated, that will not get better?
Unfortunately, no, it won't get better because it is a degenerative condition and it will slowly progress and gradually get worse, but over a long period of time.
What can you do?
First, when a patient comes to my office with spinal stenosis, depending on how the degree of the stenosis, and we usually first offer exercise, physical therapy, anti-inflammatory medication, and the other treatment, including epidural steroid injections. And when we have to come to the surgical treatment, I would offer endoscopic decompression, which we use a small fiber optic camera with a small incision as small as 8 millimeters to under direct visualization using surgical tools to decompress the spinal canal to make the nerve passage much wider. For that type of surgery, patients usually feel relief right away, and they can get on their feet, walk out of the hospital right away.
Is that a long-term solution, or does that do those benefits go away over time?
A surgical decompression of a lumbar or cervical spine or thoracic spine is a long-term solution, and I do expect it will last the lifetime of a patient.
Dr. Jian Chen joins us today, and we'll get back to your calls in a moment on this Medical Monday. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We'll be right back. It's Vox Pop. It's Medical Monday. We are joined today by Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery, and our number is 800-348-2551. By the way, I don't want to give the false impression here. You don't do just spinal surgery, right?
I would say 99% of my practice is spinal surgery.
But you do orthopedic surgery in general?
Right, but now I'm pretty much focused on spine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the phones we go at 800-348-2551. Jim in Matamoros. Jim, you're on.
Can patients with osteoporosis or osteopenia be safely operated on?
Yes. As a matter of fact, for patients with osteoporosis or osteopenia, they have increased risk when they do open surgery, when they have open surgery or traditional microscope surgery. The endoscopic spine surgery, because of the least minimally invasive approach, actually it's a very effective approach for a patient with other comorbidities, including osteoporosis.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. What is osteopenia?
Osteopenia is a term describing a decreased bone density. It usually comes with aging, or for patient has not using their leg or arm for a long time, like such as patient with paralysis.
And that's different from osteoporosis in what way?
Osteoporosis is a more extreme condition of osteopenia.
We're joined today by Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery in Latham, New York. The number is 800-348-2551. Barbara is in Leverett, Massachusetts. Barbara, you're up.
Hi.
Hi.
First, thank you, Ray. What a great show.
Thanks.
I recently, about 3 weeks ago, I took a really bad fall, and I badly dislocated my shoulder, and I hit my hip on the linoleum floor. And I was having a really hard time walking. And I come from a very medical family. I've never gone to a chiropractor, but I went to a chiropractor and got great relief. And I was wondering your general opinion of chiropractors.
I do have my patient go to chiropractic treatment, and sometimes we work together to take care of a patient. Not only I send patient to a chiropractic treatment, I get referrals from chiropractors. So we share many patients.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing endoscopic surgery for a little bit over 10 years.
I see. So for herniated discs, so it's the least invasive to do the endoscopic surgery. Is that right?
That's correct.
So chiropractors just kind of move things around. Is that right?
He's not going to give you a he's going to give you a diplomatic answer, I suspect, Barbara.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's probably a generalized term. They do use traction machines and other ways, electro stimulations. And I think current chiropractic treatment has many different modalities.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for listening and thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery joins us. And this email from Lexi in Cheshire, Massachusetts. Can you please explain degenerative disc disease and what it means to be further progressed at someone who is 36 years old?
Yes. The degenerative disc disease is a condition of the cervical lumbar thoracic disc condition that in general term, the degenerate disc lose its water content. It has decreased water content, and lose its collagen, and to some extent, you can see on the MR machine on the MR images that the reduced height of a disc, and for 36-year-old, it's very young, but it is uncommon to see disc degeneration in that population. But that does not mean that you need surgery, or that doesn't mean that you would have a bad back or neck. Most people can live with a degenerate disc. They have minimal symptoms. Only a small percentage of population that will need surgical intervention.
You know, we all age and things change and we dry up to some extent. Do we all, as we get older and get into our 60s and 70s, have some amount of degenerative disc issues?
Yes. It unfortunately spares nobody. Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Dr. Jian Chen joins us. 800-348-2551. The number. Craig is in Catskill. Craig, you're on.
Hey, I want to testify, Dr. Chen. operated on me about 4 or 5 years ago, and I walked into Amsterdam Hospital barely walking, and by 2 o'clock I walked out of that hospital standing straight.
Wow.
But now I'm starting to get some of the stenosis back and really losing quality of life. You know, what would be the best way to proceed?
Hi, Craig. Nice to hear from you. And what we can do is just give my office a call, and we go from there. We usually get a new MRI of your spine that, from what you described, most likely you have progression of degeneration at a different level that I'll be happy to see you, and we can get a new MRI.
We ran into an insurance issue last time.
Okay. Well, you know, unfortunately, we're not here to actually book appointments on this program, Craig.
Oh, no, that's good. Okay.
All right, you know. Go ahead if you have a
I'll
question.
I'll call Dr. Shen's office, and maybe he can recommend somebody.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number here. We talk spinal surgery with Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery. And let's now go to Port Jervis. Raymond in Port Jervis, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Ray?
Good.
You piqued my curiosity with this endoscopic spine surgery. I like to tell Dr. Chen and give him a little history. I took a fall on the ice.
Okay.
Winter 2017. I believe it was either my L1 or my L2. I forget exactly which, but I fractured it. And my doctor at that time, she gave me Tramadol, which I know is a controlled substance, et cetera, et cetera. When I moved from Sullivan County to Orange County, the doctor I had to deal with wouldn't prescribe the Tramadol. So I've been taking pretty much Tylenol on the regular. It seems to work. It's an 8-hour release. But I had a physical exam just a little over a year ago. I used to be 6'3". Now I'm down to 6'1 and change because my shoulders, I broke both collarbones mountain biking about 20 years ago.
Oh, boy.
And now my shoulders are paying the price. I walked, walk kind of hunched over. And my lower back, I used to be a chef. I can't stand in one place for more than half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour if I'm lucky. My basic physical exercise is I'm still riding a mountain bike, but I'm not doing mountain biking. I'm just riding the flats of this area where I am. And I wanted to get his opinion to see if it would be worth looking into because my back is a mess. And it's painful,
okay.
And it's not getting any better.
Gotcha. Doctor?
Yes, I would recommend you see a spine specialist to get a CT scan of the or the MRI of your back and give a up-to-date evaluation of the current status of that compression fracture or any other pathologies in your back.
As a starting point.
Okay, yeah, I can set that up with my primary and take it from there.
Right.
I may be interested in taking a trip to Albany to make an appointment to see you. I'll get the information at the end of the conversation. Ray, doctor, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for the call, and enjoy lovely Port Jervis, New York. The number here is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Just a reminder, we're not a referral service. We don't book appointments here. But if you have questions, we would love you to ask Dr. Jian Chen a question or two. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Brendan in Troy. Brendan, you're on.
Hi. Thank you for the program. I About 3 years ago, I had a large herniation in my L5 S1 disc, and I had considered surgery, but I didn't do the surgery, and I went through physical therapy for months, and I that actually made a pretty much a full recovery. They did do a follow-up MRI, and the disc had mostly healed, but there was still a little of a bulge. I guess my question deals with the disc regeneration. I do occasionally still get some pain, my kind of minor sciatic pain. I had it very severely with the injury. And I notice, obviously, it flares up if I kind of tweak my back a little bit. I'm 40 years old now. So I just was wondering, in a patient in my case, is a disc regeneration, would that improve anything long-term-wise? Am I kind of as healed as much as I might be? I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
The answer would be it would be worth looking into. And first, you start with get the most up-to-date MRI and look at the disc height and the signals in that disc and its associated reactions from the vertebral end plate. You take that full information, and we usually can come up with an idea whether stem cell injection will be beneficial to you. But start with the new MRI first.
Okay, and as a quick follow-up question, I know I'm not sure what the status of the stem cell procedure is at this point, and I know every single insurance company is different, but is this a procedure that sometimes insurance companies cover, or is this kind of outside of the realm of that?
Some insurance start covering it.
Okay.
All right, Brendan, thanks for the call. You know, you mentioned, Doctor, that some people are better suited to stem cell treatments and others are not so well suited. How do you figure that out?
We take into all the clinical information, mostly the images and also the patient age and general health condition. We combine all the information, we come up with recommendations.
I mean, what makes a bad candidate, I suppose I should ask?
The significant disc collapse and also significant amount of inflammation around the disc that causing reaction from the surrounding bone. And for those conditions, the stem cell most likely would not be beneficial, even though it probably not going to make it worse either.
We're joined today by Dr. Xian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery. The number is 800-348-2551. You can also throw an email our way, voxpop@wamc.org is our email address, and we try to get to those when we can as well. Claudia's in Slingerlands. Claudia, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi, doctor. I have a question regarding my mother, who is 85 and has both scoliosis and spinal stenosis. She has some pain. It's fairly well controlled with physical therapy and exercise that she's really great about doing. But she's also now having some numbness in one leg, which seems pretty clear that she's got some compression going on there. We've been really disappointed at the reaction we've been getting from different doctors, more like they're a little dismissive, saying, well, you know, you're old and good luck to you, you know. But the numbness, it's unsafe. I mean, she also has a little bit of chronic vertigo. Other than that, she's very healthy, and it seems that I can't believe that there's nothing that can be done. And I wonder if someone of her age and condition might be a potential candidate for the surgery you're describing to relieve the pressure on wherever that nerve is.
Most likely, yes. Talked about before, that endoscopic surgery, just because of its least minimally invasiveness, that it would be beneficial to patient with senior in age or other comorbidity conditions. And most of my lumbar spine endoscopic surgery, we do under sedation with local anesthesia. So without even general anesthesia, as outpatient.
Right.
So I'll be happy to look at the MRI and give my recommendations.
Claudia, thanks a lot for the call. We got to take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery joins us, and the home stretch is coming up. Vox Pop on WAMC. It's a Medical Monday. Dr. Jian Chen of Envision Spine Surgery with us today. The number is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Susan is in Southampton. Susan, you're on.
Thanks. I have spinal stenosis, and a 2017 MRI showed severe stenosis at L4 and L5. And the neurosurgeon at the time recommended decompression and fusion surgery. I was not interested in surgery at the time. I've had a few flare-ups since, one very recently, and 2 weeks ago I had another epidural, but I could only tolerate half of the injection before the pain just got to be too much. And I also start physical therapy this week. So I have a couple of questions. One is, when you said the decompression surgery that you do, when the doctor recommended decompression and fusion surgery, are those, is that, do they go hand in hand? When you do decompression surgery, it, does that mean fusion surgery as well?
No. Decompression and fusion are two separate procedures. For most patients with spinal stenosis, if they do not have instability, most patients can get away with just a decompression surgery alone without fusion.
And what is the, what would be the the signals that you know it's time for surgery? Because I know you're not supposed to have frequent epidural injections. And since I just had one and they could only get half in before the pain got to be too much, I don't know when I can have another one.
See, the indication for surgery, it's depending on each individual patient. So if it has come to the point that affecting your daily quality of life, your basic activities of daily living, and it would be the time to consider surgical treatment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Susan, thanks a lot.
You're
for
welcome.
The call. Dr. Jian Chen joins us today. Well, you know, I know what nuclear fusion is, and I know what fusion cuisine is, but how do you take discs and fuse them together?
The spinal fusion is to grow two or more than two segment of vertebral body together. Usually, it's similar to the process of fracture healing. It's the bone element that grow to each other with biologics, and sometimes it requires instrumentation with screws or plate.
Do you have to literally put them together and say, all right, grow? Or do they do that, do they come together on their own, those sections?
Your body do the fusion through a biological process on their own. The surgery is to promote, to facilitate that process.
Very interesting. Our guest today is Dr. Jian Chen, and our number is 800-348-2551 on this Medical Monday. And let's see, Dick is on line six. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Big Indian in Ulster County.
Oh, what a great place. Okay, you're on. Go ahead.
I'd like to ask the doctor if there have been any new developments in the past 5 years, breakthroughs perhaps, in treatment of nonspecific trigeminal neuralgia. This resulted from the replacement of an injured disc with a titanium disc in the cervical vertebrae. And after that, the patient developed an unspecified trigeminal neuralgia that the only treatment at the time was to go into pain management, which after a long period of time becomes pretty unsatisfactory. So I'm just curious if there are any new news in the past 5 years on this problem, and I'll listen offline.
Thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that is a little bit beyond my area of expertise, but from the knowledge I know so far, there has been development in the area of pain control for trigeminal neuralgia. Actually, in the neurosurgery division, there is a section called the pain neurosurgical pain management, including the trigeminal neuralgia. That's actually the group of neurosurgeons specialized in functional neurosurgery. They can treat it by rhizotomies or implant a tiny stimulator, etc., to treat the trigeminal neuralgia condition. It's worth looking into. There has been development recently.
Dr. Jean Chen joins us today, and we go to Dee in Bethlehem. Dee, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Dr. Chen.
Hi.
I've had 7 neck surgeries. I am fused, rotted, and plated from C3 to T1, and my C2 disc is going. I have a lot of numbness and pain going down my right arm. I've had an EMG, which shows that it's the C2 disc. What are my options?
There are options to treat this. What you are describing is a very common condition called adjacent segment degeneration. Is for right. Patient with a multi-segment fusion, the disc above or below, for you it would be the disc above, having a progression of degeneration. Depending on what the MRI or CT scan showed, there are surgical treatment, including just a simple decompression, take the pressure of the spinal cord and nerves as an outpatient. That's one of the treatment. But start with an up-to-date MRI or CT scan first.
Okay. All right. I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dee, good luck. Thank you for the call. And now we go to Kerhonkson, New York. And Michael, you're on.
Hello, Lee. Hello, Dr. Chen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. You're on.
So my question is, I facts first, I had an epidural on L5 a week ago, a steroid injection, because I have an MRI showed a protrusion between L4, L5, and S1. It's impinging on a nerve, and so it's, you know, gives me pain down my leg and in my hip, left side, and in my back. I was wondering, you know, how long should I wait before I got some relief from that? It's been, you know, daily, one day it hurts, one day it doesn't. How long should I wait before I get some relief and proceed to a next step? And second question is, what might be a next step?
The I would recommend you give it at least 2 to 4 weeks after epidural to see whether it gave you relief or not. And in the meantime, you can do lumbar core strengthening exercise or stretching that on your part. And the next step would be, depending on how the size of the disc herniation and the degree of the nerve impingement, surgical treatment is a possibility down the road.
All right, what about spinal regeneration?
When you say spinal regeneration, what
talking
about?
I mean, disc regeneration.
Disc
sorry.
Regeneration. Yes, that would be, that's another option. And it all depending on the what the MRI looks, the shape of your condition of the disc.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for the call. This regeneration business fascinates me, doctor, to some extent. It seems to me almost like magic. Where have we come in regeneration and where can we go?
That's a great question, Ray. It is a fascinating area in development in the medicine in general, is the regenerative medicine. For spine, now we focused on regenerating the disc, reverse the degeneration process, give patient a fountain of youth. So the future development, it would be that we can save patient from a surgery, including a spinal fusion, because these days there are more than 1.6 million spinal fusion procedures performed in the U.S. Every year. And with the development of disc regeneration, hopefully we can save majority of those patients from a spinal fusion or instrumentation procedure or surgery.
Dr. Jean Chen joins us, and let's grab a few more calls here before we head out for the afternoon. Dwight is in Schenectady. Dwight, you're on.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 79 years old. I had a ruptured disc about 20 years ago that I was operated on, and that was successful. And, I did a lot of running, and I was very active. And about 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with neuropathy in my feet. I started getting, tingling in my feet. And for that period of time, from 7 years ago till now, the weakness of my legs seems to have progressed to the point where it's uncomfortable to walk, but I can walk, I try and walk like a mile, I can tell it's progressing. And I've always suspected that maybe it's not just neuropathy, or maybe it's something to do with the degeneration of my disc. And I was wondering, is there similarities in symptoms between neuropathy and disc degeneration?
Yes. Good question. The neuropathy can be caused by peripheral neuropathy or the nerve compression in the spinal area. And sometimes, in symptom-wise, you cannot distinguish them. So we have to do further studies, including MRI of your spine and nerve conduction study, EMG, those studies to distinguish peripheral neuropathy from the developed from the spinal area.
All right. I'm 79 years old. Is this something that does age come into a factor, be a factor here?
It does. So likely that you can have both conditions with aging, peripheral neuropathy and also spinal stenosis, nerve impingement in the spinal area.
Okay, so, but we wouldn't know which was causing more of the problem unless more of investigation was done?
That's correct. Yeah, I would.
And am I a candidate for some type of back surgery if that was the case? It was my disc or my spinal area?
Yes.
All right, so the next step would be to get examined, essentially, right?
Yes. See your family doctor or PCP to get an MRI or a nerve conduction study get done, and we get more information, and we'll be better to help you.
Dwight, thanks a lot for the call. We zip over to Adams, Massachusetts. Jim, you're on. Go ahead.
Yay, Ray.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call, doctor.
You're welcome.
Yes, my younger brother was struck in a rear-end collision a few years ago, and he's had a herniated disc in his neck that did give him quite a bit of problems, and the condition has been coming back now. Again, he gets quite a lot of pain down his arm as well, and he's seriously considering ending his barbering career, which he started in 1965. But he's got a herniated disc, and this disc regeneration, it's a non-surgical treatment?
Yes. The disc regeneration injection is a non-surgical treatment. It's just a procedure.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Very good.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
Your brother has been a barber for 56 years?
He's been barbering since 1965. He graduated high school in June of 1964. He went to barber school that following fall, came out in the spring of 65 and started barbering in 1965.
Well, good for him. That's a lot of experience there. Jim, thank you very much for the call. We go to Chatham. Pam, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am calling about bone density. I had a bone density test done 2 weeks ago, and the bone density test that I had 5 years ago was the last one that had been done. This one shows that I have increased, or it's improved, my spine and my left hip have improved dramatically, but there's deterioration in my right hip. And I'm wondering if you can explain how that could work. I mean, I don't understand how my bones could get stronger in one part of my body and deteriorate in another part of my body.
That's a good question, Barbara. The bone growth or turnover, it follows Wolf's law. It's under stress, it generates more. So what I would guess, there are different stress on the bone, and because of the mechanics, and that can differentiate between either hips, and for patient with alignment abnormalities like scoliosis, or they can have a different area of bone density. So we have to look at the bone density study and combine that with your X-rays and to figure it out.
So if I exercise my right hip, which is the one that's deteriorating,
yes,
and that would assist in improving that bone density. Is that what you're saying?
You're correct, Barbara. And don't forget also take your vitamin D and calcium.
All right, Pam, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it very much. Dr. John Shan, welcome to the end of the show, which is where we are. Hey, thank you for being here, and we hope you come back again real soon, huh?
Thank you, Ray. It's nice to be here.
All right. Support comes from the Joint Replacement Center at the Adirondack Health in Saranac Lake, providing tailored orthopedic procedures and rehabilitation to residents of Northern New York. Better health, better lives, AdirondackHealth.org. Well, that was fun. Thanks to Dr. Jian Chen, once again, of Envision Spine Surgery for joining us. Thank you for calling. Thanks for the emails. Thank you for listening. Even if you didn't call, I appreciate you listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, who listened about half the time. But Well, all right, we'll try to up that ratio tomorrow. Thank you for being here, Zach. Joe Makowicz took the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow we'll talk about disc regeneration in your Cocker Spaniel with Dr. Ron Scharf, because it's Pets and Vets tomorrow on this program. That's 2 p.m. We'll see you then. Stand by now for the Media Project.